This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Apple you feeling good? Say yeah.
Yeah.
Are you feeling ready? Say yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Everybody move on up and take a good look.
Look out where the chips and fish.
While we're kicking into gear and we're really stopping cook.
Look out where the chips and fish cook. Look out, we're on our way. Everybody say. Everybody move on up and take a good look.
Don't fight the feeling, cause it ain't no. It's nice and loose.
Look out where the chips and fish cook. Look out, we're on our way. Everybody say,
woo! Everybody move on up and take a good look.
Philadelphia's number one psychedelic night spot for the young and the very hip. It's here, and it puts Philadelphia on the map. Come to the Sex Machine and find your mind. It's an explosion of light, sights, and sounds that'll touch you, change you, and rearrange you. You've got to dig it. Come to the Sex Machine. Have your future foretold by mystic gypsies. If dancing is your thing, you can jump into the devil's pit and let the music and the synchronized strobe lights take you higher. It's live entertainment. It's beautiful people. It's everything you need to get it together. The Sex Machine. Located on 52nd Street, just north of Market. You've got to get on up to get on down to the Sex Machine. A super hip dimension and entertainment. Check it out. The Sex Machine.
naked or not. What happened next caused quite a shock. For she was standing looking at the door. He was reaching the door. Down, down, much more. She was a monster girl, Kung Fu girl.
Up this morning and sat on the side of the bed. He said, I'm leaving you, baby. And this is just what I said. I said, I can't make you stay if you want to go. But it's high time, baby, that you should know. In the morning, I got me a man at four. Some women cry when a man leave them dry long slow, but I found out something long time ago. One monkey don't stop the show. One monkey don't stop the show. So when he get too big for his pants, get a spring brand new one and give him a chance. Chicken hearted and crying when he'd walk out the door. Cause I was just young and simple. Ha! Ain't like that no more. Cause I had a hard way to go for I learned to school. But I'm here to tell you and I should know.
I just quipped to the mystery man, sounds like McCoy Tyner listened to some Coltrane and some Blue Note. Mostly in jest, because of course McCoy Tyner listened to John Coltrane. He was a charter member of his band for 5 years. Glory years at that. Halcyon years, if I may be so bold. From 1960 to 1965, post A Love Supreme. Mr. Tyner is what we're hearing in the background with the track called Contemporary Focus, which is what we do and where we are at this tender juncture of tonight's mental gymnastics and musical hopscotch parlay. This is the Paleface Parabola. He's the mystery man. I'm Jumpin' JB. And the guy out right outside of Studio A, his money should be no good anywhere for any reason. For you see, brethren, he drove all the way from Maryland to New Jersey tonight just to make sure that we were able to do this last show before a midsummer's break, in which Ricardo is going to be in the pressure seat a week from tonight to host the Paleface Parabola, and then we'll be back in 2 weeks on July 15th. But Ricardo in next week, I can't wait to hear his noise. He was a former weekly host on Free FM with the Outer Limits Frequency, and those guys were absolutely magnetic as far as the draw is concerned. I didn't like everything they played, but at least I got to hear what they played, so I could say so with authority. McCoy Tyner, one of my favorites, one of my besties, and we're taking this from the album. Well, it's disc two in this little box set. The heck is the name of this? The Impulse? Well, it was on Impulse Records, okay? It's music, dagnabbit. Sugar Pie DeSanto with Etta James. That's absolutely one of my favorite 2.5 minute bursts of R&B based bombast in the basement, part one. I don't know if there's a part two. I don't care. That was the original dance floor hit from 1966, and it was inspired by watching the last half Saturday night of the movie Hurricane, with Denzel Washington playing the wrongly convicted boxer Reuben Carter. And even with evidence, it took that poor bastard almost 10 years to get released from jail. Denzel, I think he only won one Best Actor Oscar for Training Day. And deservedly so. He was such a bad guy in that movie. Different side of Denzel. He could have won 3 or 4 in the 70s alone. Think about it. The movie Hurricane. The movie about Malcolm X. And there was one other one where he was just outstanding in. I thought, anyway. So, hearing that song in that movie had me dig out the Sugar Pie DeSanto Best Of. And I'm trusting that we're both glad I was able to find it. Before that, Big Maybelle Smith from 1952 for the OK label. First time after a couple weeks furlough that we played something from that label. Big Maybelle purring and shouting in that song, showing off her chops. One monkey don't stop no show. And when I looked over at this prize, this purple box set called the OK Rhythm and Blues box set that I have in my plethora of said, I said, man, I gotta play that on the show this week. And so I did, and so it was. Big Maybelle, a shouter of the nth degree. What a singer. Number 3 on the R&B charts. She left for the Savoy label in 1954, and the hits didn't dry up, but they became more infrequent. Big Maybelle was not only over 300 pounds, she was a diabetic and a heroin addict. Not a recipe for longevity, and she died in the early 1970s. She did have a minor hit in the late 60s, covering Question Mark and the Mysterians' 96 Tears. And her version's pretty good, just not as good as the original. Before Big Maybelle, we heard the Egyptians with that instrumental called The Party Stomp. Took that from one of my favorite collections, various artist style. It's called Las Vegas Grind, Volume 1. Rumor was that Zappa had something to do with this. Could be just a rumor, and likely is. Don't know anything about that band, so I can't hip you, but go out and get yourself some kitsch 1950s music. Your toes will be tapping like it's nobody's business. A spot about a club in the 1960s with 1960s production values, the Sex Machine nightclub out of Philadelphia. Likely with a promo like that, it was one. That there was the Doobie Brothers, recorded live from the Beacon Theater earlier this century, where they covered two albums in their entirety. That was the rage for a while, where bands would go out, the classic bands would go out in concert and play their albums tip to toe, head to toe. And the Doobs, no exception. Toulouse Street, the original studio record, released today in 1972. It's the one with Jesus Is Just All Right. And also Listen to the Music on It. You may already be running from the room if you're too hip for it. But I say to you verily that I got time for the Doobie Brothers. You can't get better 70s records of the classic rock style than The Captain and Me and What Once Were Vices Are Now Habits. Tom Johnson basically telling you where he was at the time. The Doobie Brothers, live version of Rockin' Down the Highway. And the Moby Grape. Those are two last-minute adds to the program. If my wife knew, with the time I spend on the night before, knocking a show together and then coming here and changing it on the fly, she'd be pretty PO'd. It's like, why are you wasting time like that? It's like, I don't know. It's what I do. Moby Grape from 1969. And we played that because I hate heat, and the big guy does not like heat. And we got it here. We got the European model, which is what the TV weathermen use now to predict. And we got the Europe model right here, right now, in the summer of the warning signs are for El Nino to cook up until we bubble our bodies. And that's supposed to be 100 tomorrow and 90 over the weekend. See what else that does to Trump celebrating the 250th this weekend. The Atlantic is a admirable and formidable magazine, and this current issue naturally is on the American independence of 1776. And they said in 2026, indeed, that the most memorable event will be Trump's UFC joust in the front yard of the White House. I don't know. I'm kind of partial to the 250-foot gash in the reflecting pool made with box cutters, aren't you? Moby Grape, after Skip Spence left the band, It's a Beautiful Day Today. And I had to be corrected, because it is. It's sunny. It was sunny today. is green here in our part of New Jersey, which is just a joy to live in. Fantastic stuff. And so are the B-52s. And we have a backstory on them we'll tell you at the next mic break. But right now, let's head over. Instead of going to the sex machine, we'll go to the Dead Bait Club. Happy birthday, Fred.
Get a job!
What for?
I'm trying to think.
I got stick recently from a friend of mine who's the best jazz guitar player in New Jersey, in my opinion. And he was mad because I talked over on my New Jersey show here, the Pale-Faced Parabola Plate Spin. I talked over a Sonny Rollins solo, which has made me a bit more circumspect about talk over music. So that's why I'm doing it here. And Jean de Poitiers. I knew I was going to screw it up. I just got a tutorial, too, from the Mystery Man, who speaks global lingo. Whatever they are, this is the Ababa Hotel. There's a motel. Hotel. From Volume 1. Now, these people became internet sensations because of the uniqueness of their garb and their musical approach. I'm here to tell you, one pass through this record so far, that's selling it short. They can play. They can construct songs. And they're a ton of fun. We recommend, here, the management and staff of the Pale-Faced Parabola, which consists of, well, a decent amount of people, which I'll tell you about in a second. The humor test was administered by Dr. Chevy Chase, who I believe if you ever had a doctorate from a institution of higher learning, that he, it was honorary and it was taken away after they got a load of him on Saturday Night Live. Dr. Chase, we need you here in Studio A to administer a cure for sneezes off mic from the Mystery Man. I tease because I love the kid. I don't know if you're going to get that next week with Ricardo. Topic of his show, I hope I'm not spilling the beans too soon, is trios. And he said, problem with a concept like trios, he's telling me this, he said, there's too many of them. Every time I think I'm done, I come up with more. And yeah, this is only a 2-hour show, only for me. I'm used to doing 5 hours for the last 40 years in New Jersey radio at a time. But 2 hours is plenty, but not nearly enough to accommodate the great trios of all time. And Gene is a duo, FYI. And Chevy Chase, a solo. We took that from the National Lampoon box set called Buy This Box or Shoot This Dog. And you had a dog looking up at a gun. As an animal lover, I disapproved. As a black comedy streaked person, I approve. The B-52s from their biggest hit album, 1989, Nile Rodgers produced it. It's called Cosmic Thing. And we heard the tale of the Dead Bait Club here on Fred Schneider's birthday. He originally is from New Jersey. In fact, I think it's only about 40 minutes from where we are out here in the green fields of Northwest. And I've loved the B-52s since the first time I heard Rock Lobster. And I remember it. There was two memories. I used to have a Grundig Majestic stereo with a short wave on it that my parents had, and where I cut my teeth on 45s and albums in when I was a boy. And when I moved out, they let me have it because they had another system. They let me have it, all right. The phrase, when you're 18, don't let the door hit you in your ASS. And that was what's known in the book as tough love. I didn't really feel wanted or loved, I have to say, when I heard that, even though I got it, that's what my dad heard, so that's what he told me. Well, all that to say this. I woke up out of a sleep one night, and Rock Lobster was playing on the radio. I had fallen asleep with it. And I was amazed. So I what is this? I had the same reaction a couple years earlier when both Peter Tosh's Stepping Razor and especially Devo's version of Satisfaction came out on the radio. You're woken up and the music was so dazzling, it was hard to get back to sleep. And in those days, I didn't care. So, the B-52s. Get the Yellow record, get Wild Planet. Mesopotamia is okay. I didn't like the fact that David Byrne introduced a lot of electronics to the B-52 sound. I liked them a lot more with the bogosity of the surf guitar. And the whack-a-mole lyrics. But great fun. And I heard the other day that they're going back out on tour this summer with Devo as the co-headliner. If it's not crazy expensive, I'm going to try and figure that out. You are listening to the Paleface Parabola. We host, produce, and program this two-hour tour day farce. Wednesday evenings from 10 p.m. to midnight Oceanic time. And it is podcast throughout the known and unknown universe during the week. I got big love from our general manager for last week's show. And there's a lot of pressure. Now you got to live up to it. He's a B-part band, so he may like this piece. I'm just going to stop at Angene so I don't embarrass myself again. But you know them. You've seen them on social media. Don't try and kid me and our game within a game and our show within a show or yourselves. As noted before, mental gymnastics and certainly musical hopscotch and more fiddles than the law should allow if we were on our game tonight. I don't think I brought anything with me that would have our general manager run screaming from the room. But I'll work on that when we come back in 2 weeks. Our team, as noted before, the big guy, the goldest of gold stars. Been trying to find some positive stuff to say about the American 250th anniversary. And I opened a couple books over the weekend. One about Abraham Lincoln, as Garth and what was Mike Myers' character, whatever he was on SNL, they used to call Abraham Lincoln Abraham Lincoln. And there was a story about the pirate John Paul Jones, and Franklin knew him. And John Paul Jones cooked up this plot to kidnap a Scottish earl to bend the British to some form or faction of his mentality. He hired a crew. They went to the home of the earl, not the Duke of Earl. And he wasn't home. He was away on business. So the crew decided, well, we're here, let's rob the wife. So they took all of the silver out of the house, made off with it, reported back to Jones. John Paul Jones got a crisis of conscience stirring, bought the silver from the crew to show you what a mercenary territory it was, wrote a letter of apology, and mailed it all back, or sent it all back, to the wife. A story you don't often hear associated with the American 250th, and you won't hear it this weekend, considering who's in charge. Well, that was a sidebar to the praise for the big guy, traveling three states to make sure that we were here to bring the fun on this Wednesday night, July 1st, 2026, Anno Domini. Also 3D, when she's available and the big guy isn't, her chariot is ready to roll at times, reluctantly. John and Barbara, who provide safe harbor next door so that Studio A is attainable, considering you have an octogenarian and a sextagenarian who roll in and walking up the hill to Studio A, especially in this heat,
maybe not. Rococo.
Our New Zealand team, Philby, our general manager of Free FM 89.0. When I say accept no substitute, I mean it. It is a tremendous station, home of shows like God's Message with Albert, Back Porch Bluegrass with Paul, A Sonic Youth with Oliver, Island Reggae Luau with Ants and his crew, Ants at the Reggae Music Picnic, The Breakfast Shows with Mike and Gary and Kate. Gary's got a new show on the station which spotlights New Zealand indie music in the Waikato, and I'm going to listen. Can't wait to hear it. But Bill is the reason the transmitter's on. He does the heavy lifting. He's our general manager. He's got vision. Our new studios look tremendous. And his show, Retrospect, there's no equal on the radio, IMHO, to what he does on that program. At 60s Garage, and fuzz, and punk, and drunk, he's got game. As does our program director, Mike Williams, host of the Monday and Thursday morning breakfast shows between 7:30 and 9:30 Oceanic time. And it's worthy. There we go. Sometimes you got to reverse course. Well, where were we? Oh, yeah. Bragging about Free FM. You can get it online, our station. And this program has plenty of podcast portals. Good Pods is one we attempt to steer people towards. You also have the option of Spotify, TuneIn, Apple, New Zealand Media Access, and the Free FM site to listen to the Pale-Faced Parabola early and often during the 7-day interval till Ricardo comes in next week in a fever to entertain you, and then we'll be back in 2 weeks, the Mystery Man, and me, and the big guy, and our team. The Mystery Man ends the program on a weekly basis with his fiddly D and Fountains of Fun with his selection of the week. We'll talk some talk at the next break. Right now, an album contrary to musician opinion and popular opinion, I always thought was overrated. That would be music from Big Pink, released today in 1968. Now, the Brown record, the second record, that's an all-timer. Music from Big Pink, I thought, was underwhelming in terms of its sonics. It wasn't that it was different than, say, Cream and the Chambers Brothers and the Stones, etc., which I was listening to in the day, soul music. But I thought it was paper thin. Here's one song I've always liked, and as the 70s went on, Garth Hudson got weirder and weirder with the intro and the electronics to Chest Fever. This, the original, and I thought, well, if I got to play something, and I didn't have to, but if I got to play something from music from Big Pink in Saugerties, New York, tonight, this be the one.
uses me for a sex part. No one thinks I'm equipped for motherhood.
Yahoo! New music from the Agrolites. Old music from Toots and the Maytals.
Yeah, listen. I must have a West Jamaica. Sure is a mountain shining down the river. All my friends there pulling on those reeds, younger than the mountain, going like a breeze. From the road, take me home to the place I belong, West Jamaica. My oh mama, mama, take me home, country road.
Bro, wait a minute.
I heard a voice in the morning, as she calls me, says, son, you my
naked under the sky. Missy tastes the moonshine. Tastes God on my high. Country road.
Listening to the Creature of the Night.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Thing.
He's not so bad with the singing and the playing and the shaking of the tukas.
That's right, you heard right. The secret word for tonight is mud shark. And of course, with the mud shark secret word is the mud shark arpeggio. A marvelous little arpeggio.
The golden pen of Ray Davis through the 10 fingers of Bill Frisell. This instrumental version of Tired of Waiting for You from the album called Guitar in the Space Age. And this, a fairly floaty version of this fantastic song from the early days, where we had a lively debate last Wednesday. I was brunching with friends about British invasion bands, and well, they, like me, big Beatles fans. And I said, well, for me, it's always been the Beatles and the Stones tied for the pole position. I said, the Kinks were, if you get them one and what A, the Kinks were number two, because I always thought they were better than everybody else. I love the Pretty Things. I love the Zombies. I love a lot of the Who before Townsend got too angsty. The Animals, incredible. But the Kinks sustained it for 10 years. I go all the way with them up through Preservation Act 2. Then the concept records. It was like, Ray, come on. And then Sleepwalker came out. And it was like, okay, they're back. And then they made these arena rock records, which I liked at the time, but didn't seem to age well, at least to me, like low budget, things like that. And I haven't changed my opinion. But it makes for a lively debate. when you get with people that don't agree with you. And we proved, us three, four Americans sitting around a lunch table, that we could disagree and not want to pick up sharp end of forks and do damage to the other person with it, unlike the politics of the day here in polarized America. Bill Frisell, tired of waiting for you. You were tired of waiting for me to end that rap, weren't you? And so was I. Zappa poked his nose in. He was pretty good. A band called Help Yourself. And the track, I Must See Jesus for Myself. I picked that one because, well, I liked it when I heard it. Plus, it's akin to the Stones on Exile on Main Street on side three. I don't want to walk and talk about Jesus. I just want to see his face. You know, there's a lot of days like that. That song's so good that the Blind Boys of Alabama covered it on my favorite album of the year 2000, Spirit of the Century. But this one, taken from a box set called All God's Children, songs from the British Jesus Rock Revolution, 1967 to 1974. Three CD set on one of those outstanding reissue labels out of Merry Old. I think this one's the Grapefruit. That would be Grapefruit. ...1971 the year. Took that version of War's Slipping in the Darkness from Rebel Island Soul. It's a new compilation on the Soul Jazz label, who does their homework and puts out outstanding collections of deep dive sounds, including Scratch Perry's Bathroom Skank on here, which is worth the price of the whole record. But I played it on the radio before, so I want to do... I love the band War, and I like that version a lot. That was Carl Bent and the Cimarrons. They were the first ever British reggae band in its entirety that came from the continent, and they did a good job on that song, I thought. But again, you know, that's kind of obvious, because I wouldn't have played it if I didn't like the version. Toots and the Maytals covering John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads, 1973 the year. And I played that because here in the States, corporate has us by the onions when it comes to advertising. And they play for a bed and breakfast situation called Vrbo here in the States. And the family sings about West Virginia, the kids and the parents. The other side of it, my wife and stepdaughter went to a concert last week, and they booked their overnight stay through Vrbo. They drove by the house, took one look, kept on coming back home. The Agrolites, Hookie Doot. New music. The album's called Super Atomic. It's on the Pirates Press label, just out last Friday. I submit to you boldly and without fear of contradiction, the best reggae band left in the world. And we heard the track called Sun Come Reggae, which I imagine is a play on Soon Come. The Agrolites, Jesse Wagner, is the front man and writes a lot of the songs, so I suspect he's got a hand in leadership of the group. He doesn't respond to my emails because I never send them. But I'm hazarding a guess there. The Agrolites, and it's a very good record. What it does, first song is vocal, the second song is instrumental, and they repeat that pattern throughout the CD. And I like that juxtaposition of vocal to instrumental, showing off their prowess began the set was Jane Mansfield and a drop of hers putting on the sexy, and the band was Garth Hudson in the role of leadership on that track called Chest Fever, with a pretty inscrutable lyric for that album and the sound they were going for at the time. You're like, well, Chest Fever, what is this song about? It might be about the female of the species. Retrospect number 734 follows this program directly. It's got two killer tracks from Peru this week, which will blow the speakers right off your wall, it said on social media. Among all the other fuzz you got to pull out of your navel while listening to the program. Retrospect 734, directly following tonight's Pale Face Parabola. Chris Evert, the famous tennis player who at one point was the best in the world after Margaret Court and Billie Jean King retired, and before Martina Navratilova came along, and then Steffi Graf and the Williams sisters. Chris Evert, battling cancer, was in remission. It's ovarian. It's very serious. She can't participate in Wimbledon, which started on Monday this week, and also the upcoming tennis circuit events leading up to the U.S. Open in September. The Free FM feature album of the week, by the way, wish you well, Chrissy. Go get them. Free feature album of the week, Jesse Wells. I've heard a lot about this guy. The album's called Masks Off, and it'll be featured on the breakfast shows between 7:30 and 9:30, Monday through Friday, here on Free FM 89.0. Let's see. Russia says a plasma engine could get humans to Mars in 30 days as opposed to the 6 months now. Yeah. I wouldn't mind. Pluto seems a bit remote to start another radio show and station. I have some people in mind. So maybe Mars, given the fact they have some sunny days up there, would be the landing spot. I saw that Perseverance found the helicopter that crashed there a little while ago. Took a overhead picture from it, or actually vice versa. Whatever it is, they found the helicopter that crashed on Mars recently. Mitt Romney, who's one Republican despite his venture capitalism that I got a stomach for, because he had some courage of his convictions and broke with Trump early in the game. He told a story in his biography by Macaulay Coppins. Listen to this. He recounted having a meeting with Trump at Mar-a-Lago to talk about possibilities. He was skeptical of going, but he said, well, all right, let me go see what this guy's all about. Turns out he looked around, gold sinks in the place. And silverware that Trump claimed was worth more than Mar-a-Lago itself. The takeaway from this tale, he told him, my businesses owe billions to the banks. But he finagled a deal where one bank loaned him $140,000 a month while he was still owing billions. Maybe not to that bank, but several. Does anybody check credit reports anymore? This was years ago, I think. It was in the 90s. And part of the lure of even meeting with that no good Nick is that he was nearly a parody. Well, he was a parody of a politician and had some comic relief because nobody took him seriously back then, We're taking him seriously now, despite all the stupid stuff he says. Samuel Adams of the American Revolution said, it does not require a majority to prevail, but rather a tireless minority keen to set brush fires in people's minds. Amen. 1973, Lester Bangs, who was notorious for being confrontational with his interview subjects, wrote about the Rolling Stones. He said, lasting 20 to 30 years? What a stupid idea. Nobody lasts that long. Rolling Stones, year number 62, in full flight in 2 weeks. When we're back, we should have a copy of the brand new album, Foreign Tongues, in our possession. And coming off the triumph of Hackney Diamonds, which was a very good record. Finally, in 1882, textbook teachings to students, Providence designed that in America, there should be a democratic government of, for, and by the people. Well, in 2026, we may not have a democratic government. We have a corporatocracy. And we have hot and cold box cutters that mean to maim and do damage to reflecting pools that are supposed to be by, of, and for the people. The Pale-Faced Parabola, I mouth off. I'm Jumpin' JB. He's the mystery man. His time in the sunshine musically to end this program. Coming up right now, music from the Buddha of the Blues, the producer and songwriter and manager of the Chess Studios in Chicago for the Chess Brothers, who like to give people a form but like to thieve their money. This is Willie Dixon, whose prodigious songwriting skills served him in good stead, and he was disliked by others for professional jealousy. Thank you.
please drive him home. Now if you see my little red rooster, somebody please run him home. In the barnyard since my little red rooster been gone.
Thank you. Thank you. We got one more we're gonna do, and then we're gonna call up everybody. I got my mojo working, woman. You hear me?
What are you people? On dope?
Walter, who that adjective fit. He wasn't all that big, but he is acknowledged as the king of the blues harmonica, along with Paul Butterfield. Both had a unique process and ability to make a harmonica sound different than it had before. This track called Rocker from Little Walter, who played on Muddy Waters sessions and covered Willie Dixon songs. So somehow, when I was thinking this out last night, it seemed to make sense to do this right in a row. Muddy Waters, when is playing the wrong song a highlight? Well, I decree it thus, because I Feel So Good from the Newport Jazz Festival, recorded July 3rd, 1960. Outstanding. What a band. James Cotton in the band, he also a formidable harmonica player of his day, was part of Muddy Waters' band. Muddy Waters live at Newport, a must if you don't have IMHO. And Willie Dixon got it started off with Little Red Rooster, which the Stones covered in 1964. It was their third single. Talk about a death wish, one in which they had a slow blues in pop-oriented England, but they were so popular at the time, they made it work. And now for something somewhat different.
Feeling the way I do. at this strange down in my heart. I can't tell what it is, but it won't let go. It happens every time I give song, and I think we're gonna find we'd lose the strange feeling all around. I feel you, darling.
The extremely low sonics of Tim Buckley from one of my two favorite records of his. I like the jazzy stuff, so I like this album, Happy Sad. And this is Strange Feeling from 1968 on the Elektra label, the last album he did for that place where artists went to thrive. Tim Buckley, one of my two besties that met a tragic end this past week in music history. Buckley went to a party, 28 years old, did a line of what he thought was cocaine. It was heroin. He had cleaned out previous to that night, died on the spot, or actually the next morning, I believe, 28 years old. That was a guy who, in the days where artists were encouraged to a degree to make their art, he lost his audience by doing musical hopscotch from record to record. Then preceding that, Little Feat from the album Sailing Shoes, and that almost punky version of Teenage Nervous Breakdown from the early 1970s. Lowell George died on the 29th of June. Of, well, abuse, self-abuse to himself. And then there was Delaney and Bonnie in that set, Delaney Bramlett, celebrating a birthday today from their album in 1968 with the Stax Records All-Stars, the album called Home. We heard a track called Pour Your Love on Me, and I imagine he sang that to Bonnie. And then the whole Willie Dixon thing to begin. We Cheat the Hangman, our final set of the evening. It is time for the Mystery Man, and we are traveling to the real deep south of the world to present an autographed CD version of the band Te Vaca, which I've heard him play numerous times on his New Jersey show, heard on Sunday Nights Live between 5 and 7 in the p.m., and archived if both Archive and Mixcloud cooperate. Well, we're off next week. Ricardo will be in for us. I demand that you listen. In the meantime, the final word of the night before we turn it over to Retrospect number 734 goes to the Mystery Man. Talk to me about Te Vaca and what you're about to play and why, and some context if we have time.
Te Vaca are a pretty much a family-run band. They've been around for 20-some years. And they actually do the soundtrack to the Moana films, the Disney films.
Oh.
Polynesian music. And what we're going to hear is some... Polynesian beats using the log drums and so forth from that genre.
The album is called Beats Volume 3. It beats me how you would even think about turning your dial now at the end of the program when you can hear glory like this and be on board for Retrospect number 734. We'll be back in 2 weeks on Wednesday, July 15th, here in the Free FM Music Zone for another round of Paleface Parabolas. Ricardo in next week, as noted, on Wednesday, July 8th. So let's have at it here. We'll be back to love you long time, like the mighty men we are. In the meantime, the track called, well, he just spoke about it, Mullavaca is my Jersey Eyes pronunciation of it. And before it gets too much longer and we run too much later, here they be.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.